Hello?
Said the voice. Gluck made no answer.
Hello, Gluck, my boy,
said the pot again. Gluck called up all of his courage, walked straight up to the crucible, drew it out of the furnace, and looked in. The gold was all melted, and its surface as smooth and polished as a river. But as he looked in, he saw, meeting his glance from beneath the gold, the red nose and sharp eyes of his old friend of the mug, 1,000 times redder and sharper than ever he had seen them in his life.
Come, Gluck, my boy,
said the voice out of the pot again.
Come, all right, pour me out.
But Gluck was too much astonished to do anything.
Pour me out, I say,
said the voice rather gruffly. Still, Gluck couldn't move.
Will you pour me out?
Said the voice sharply.
I'm too hot.
By a great effort, Gluck managed to make himself move, took hold of the melting pot, and sloped it so as to pour out the gold. But instead of a liquid stream, there came out, first, a pair of pretty little yellow legs, then some cold tails, then a pair of arms, and finally, the well-known head of his friend, the mug, all which articles, joining together as they rolled out, stood up on the floor in the shape of a little golden dwarf, about 1.5 feet high.
That's right,
said the dwarf, stretching out first his legs, and then his arms, and then shaking his head up and down, and as far round as it would go, for 5 minutes without stopping. Gluck stood looking at him in speechless amazement. He was dressed in a garment of spun gold,